Hey there, English language enthusiast, and welcome back to Business English Made Easy. I'm Victoria, and I'm here to help you become more confident when speaking English for work or business. Ever wondered how to jazz up your English conversations with a sprinkle of positivity? Well, today I have got a treat for you because I'm going to be teaching you some fantastic English idioms and expressions that will have you feeling over the moon in no time. Whether you're on cloud nine or just a happy camper today, join me as I unravel some joyful phrases that native speakers love to use. And as usual, head over to lvlinguistics.be/episode4 for this episode's worksheet. Ready to smile from ear to ear? Think about this for a moment. How are you feeling today? Are you on top of the world? Really great and full of energy? Or feeling somewhat bummed out, a little sad or disappointed? The English language boasts an entire collection of lovely expressions to use when we want to relay feelings of positivity. The first one we'll cover is over the moon. This is undeniably one of the most common expressions used in the English language to relay feelings of happiness and positivity. And what it means is exactly what it says. You are feeling so positive that you want to jump over the moon. Jane just bought a new car and she loves it. She is over the moon. Now we have on cloud nine. This one is somewhat similar to the first and happens to be another common expression associated with feeling happy and positive. When you're on cloud nine, you feel like you're floating through air on a cloud. Hey, have you heard? I got a promotion. I'm on cloud nine. Now, when was the last time you experienced a moment that made you want to grin from ear to ear? While it isn't actually physically possible, you probably understand what it means to be extremely content with something. So much so that you can't help but have an enormous smile on your face, almost from one ear to the other. I think Susan just struck a gold mine with that new job because she can't stop grinning from ear to ear. And if you're wondering what struck a gold mine means, well, Susan just earned a lot of money. Now let's move on to happy camper. Even though the expression isn't as strong as the first two, which are used to express extreme feelings of joy and positivity, being a happy camper means that you're generally content with what's happening in your life. When they were announcing the test scores, I was expecting the worst. But when I saw mine, I was a happy camper. No complaints. Back on your feet or back on my feet is another common expression that you will often hear someone use when he or she has had to deal with negative events, such as being ill or going through financial difficulties, and then recovering from whatever has happened. The expression describes a successful transition from a negative to a positive situation. It's only been a week since I fractured my hand, but I'm already back on my feet and doing the things I love. All right, dear listener, that wraps up our delighted journey through English expressions that shimmer with positivity. Remember, next time you're feeling over the moon or find yourself grinning from ear to ear, you'll have the perfect idioms to express yourself. Language isn't just about grammar and vocabulary. It's about capturing emotions and painting vivid images with words. And now you've added some bright colors to your linguistic palette. Don't forget to download the PDF for a summary of all these expressions. Just head over to lvlinguistics.be/episode4. Until next time, stay curious and keep learning. Goodbye.